The Denver Field Office of Federal Bureau of Investigations is looking into a series of false threats known as swatting, targeting schools across Colorado. Law enforcement yesterday confirmed at least 3 separate cases in Denver, Colorado Springs, and Alamosa of swatting. Swatting is when a person calls in a false report to police claiming an emergency situation is underway at a real address. Sometimes the intent of those false reports is to send specialized police, like SWAT teams, into spaces in which they may use deadly force. Overwhelming police response to false threats can cause distress among those at a targeted location, in this case public schools. The Boulder Valley School District sent out a communication to parents yesterday to make them aware of the string of incidents yesterday, although no BVSD schools were targeted. In a statement released yesterday, the Denver Field Office of the FBI confirmed that the swatting calls involved false reports of an active shooter at schools. This statement said, quote, "The FBI takes swatting very seriously because it puts innocent people at risk and drains law enforcement resources. The identity of those in behind the string of swatting calls is currently undetermined." A separate incident on Monday, Adams City High School was briefly placed on lockdown Monday afternoon after reports that a student had brought a weapon to school. Shortly after issuing the lockdown at around 1 p.m., police took a student into custody. In a communication sent to parents, school principal Chris Garcia urged parents to speak with students about the, quote, "the dangers of bringing a weapon of any kind to school or even threatening to use a weapon," after school activities and school dismissal continued as scheduled. The Colorado Supreme Court will hear oral arguments today in a case that questions the validity of unused oil and gas leases in Boulder County. Steve Miller from KGNU has more.
The case was filed in 2017, with the county arguing that several of oil and gas sites leased to Crestone Peak in eastern Boulder County expired due to a lack of oil and gas production. The Boulder County District Court and then Colorado Court of Appeals have heard the case and ruled against the county, finding that the leases should remain in place even though the oil and gas wells were idle and were not extracting oil or gas. Boulder County's website issued a statement saying that if the leases are found to have expired, the county will have full control over the mineral rights, to the extent possible, under state law. The website also said that most of the county's oil and gas leases are 40 years old or more, with outdated royalty rates and other terms, and the wells associated with those leases have often been shut in for long periods of time. The hearing can be heard this morning at 10 a.m. on the Colorado Supreme Court website. For KGNU, I'm Steve Miller.
At next week's city council meeting, council members will consider making the west part of Pearl Street permanently car-free. KGNU's James Swenson has more.
At last week's city council meeting, Boulder members said they were going ahead with the plan to reopen West Pearl Street to cars as soon as this month, a move that would bring the pedestrian-friendly transformation ushered in by the COVID-19 pandemic to at least a temporary end. Since the announcement, Boulder residents have come out in force asking the city to reconsider their decision. They say they liked having the west end of Pearl Street closed off to cars and want to be able to continue the outdoor dining that pandemic protocol once required. At the end of August 2022, City Manager Nerea Rivera Vandermeet lifted the emergency measure that allowed restaurants to use public sidewalks and streets. Nearly all businesses have since cleared out their tables and tents along West Pearl. Only concrete barriers block cars from passing through. City Council will be asking next week to approve adjustments in the city staff's work plan to allow them to continue to explore the topic of closing streets for other purposes, not just for West Pearl, but potentially for other places in the city, explaining, "We look forward to a more robust conversation with the community on those possibilities and planning efforts soon." Aside from being required to reopen to the street due to the temporary nature of the closure, the city cited the impact on businesses as a reason to reopen the street, while a more permanent solution is examined. With an eye toward getting people out of their cars, the Transportation Advisory Board argued in favor of keeping West Pearl closed to vehicular traffic. On the other hand, the Downtown Management Commission argued that more research needs to be done before coming to a long-term conclusion. "Opening West Pearl now does not mean it will never close again," Chair Don Poe said. "It means we're going to be planning and doing this in a wise way." For KGNU, I'm James Swenson.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment is expanding its eligibility criteria for monkeypox vaccine. The CDPHE hopes this expansion will offer more protections to people with high-risk exposures to monkeypox. Those who now qualify include individuals who had sexual contact with someone who had monkeypox within 14 days. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Hurley says the expansion allows Coloradans to proactively protect themselves and their communities by getting vaccinated before potential exposures rather than only after a known exposure. The City of Boulder Police Oversight Panel is seeking volunteers and hosting recruitment sessions at a Thursday's meeting. The Police Oversight Panel is in charge of investigating complaints against the city police. Those interested can speak with members of the current Police Oversight Panel between 6 to 7 p.m. at Boulder Public Library's main branch. Today in Boulder, there's going to be a high of 88 and a low of 57 with a current temperature of 65 degrees. In Fort Collins, there's going to be a high of 91 and a low of 51 with a current temperature of 53 degrees. In Denver, Colorado, there is going to be a high of 90 and a low of 60 with a current temperature of 63 degrees. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.